There have already been 7 races in the sprint chase for the Cup, and yet we haven't gotten much closer to crowning the NASCAR 2013 champion. Matt Kenseth and Jimmy Johnson are tied for first place, while Jeff Gordon sits just 27 points back. Joining me now to help make sense of the situation is ESPN's Brant James. Brant, welcome back to Only a Game.
Oh, thanks for having me. It's always fun.
Jeff Gordon wasn't even supposed to be competing in the chase, and now he's in third place. How'd that happen?
Well, Jeff Gordon would tell you that he absolutely should have been competing in the chase. If not for those cheating cheaters and their cheats at Richmond, he would have raced his way into the playoffs on his own. But believe me, I spoke with him after he got in the chase and when he started doing very well, and it was a big source of vindication and a big source of pride that he was able to vault past a lot of the other drivers in the standings. And, you know, he's not completely in the chase for the title yet, but he's right on the edge. And if either Jimmy Johnson or Matt Kenseth have a little bobble, he could get kind of scary there in the last 3 races.
Can I get a prediction from you about who'll be at the top of the standings before the final race in Miami?
I'm going to be consistent. Like I was at the beginning of the chase, I'm going to stick with Jimmy. And then I'm going to do exactly what I did also, and I'm going to hedge it because Matt Kenseth is having a phenomenal season also. It's interesting because this is the time of year where Jimmy Johnson and winning those 5 titles has just sort of put the sleeper hold on the rest of the field this last month and winning those titles. Historically, he's great in this stretch. But this year, at these, you know, this type of track where they're going to finish off the season, Matt Kenseth has been a little better. So I guess it depends on whether you like your data aged or fresh, you know, as where you're going to lean. But I still think Jimmy Johnson, I'm going to go with him.
Last week, NASCAR announced that it will require baseline concussion testing in 2014. NASCAR has identified over 30 concussions since 2004 among their drivers. So is the testing overdue?
It's well overdue. Chip Gordon did this on his own a couple of years ago, and he's a leader in the garage. The drivers, you know, look to him because he has a lot of great common sense, real-world ideas. And I think they realize now that you know, having a better handle on their health and you know, how their body should be feeling and reacting normally is crucial. I think another milestone in this was a couple of years ago when Dale Earnhardt Jr. suffered a crash in testing, had a bad blow to the head, and it was involved in just a minor crash a couple of weeks later and ended up missing 2 races, and that's a star. And anytime one of these guys get knocked out of the seat, it's a very big deal because they don't want to give up the seat. And, it, you know, it's a source of pride. It's what you do. You go, you know, strap in and go. And the fact that he took himself out of that car, I think, showed a lot of people that this was serious and it was something they all should deal with proactively.
Brant James writes about NASCAR for ESPN. Brant, thank you very much for joining me.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.